everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 148 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. Each season, there will be a particular group of topics. Within these topics, I'm asking questions and trying my best to answer these questions with viewpoints of the world around me. The following episode introduction speech is for the topic of today. And that topic is gender real? In our society today, we have all these conversations constantly about gender. If you go on the internet, all you hear is talks about how the genders are different, or some people think there's no difference at all. Today, I want to go into the area of gender being something that is real, or did we just make it up? I will explain all of this in detail with regards to the definition of gender as well, as how we evolved as men and women in order to come up with the concept of gender. I have my opinions on gender myself, but I'll go into that later on in the podcast. As for now, let me set up the reason why I decided to go into this episode. So enjoy the episode, listen, and share with your community. Also, make sure to go over to YouTube and subscribe as well. But for now, I'm going to go into the episode. And I'm going to start with, what is gender? A clear definition of gender would be labeled as, is the social, psychological, cultural, and the behavioral aspects of being a man, woman, or other gender identity. There are also biological aspects to what gender is besides a social construct, but that is when you place sex in the conversation. Now, sex and gender is not always mutually inclusive, but it can be. An example would be for gender is a bathroom that separates men from women. There are now all gender bathrooms, which I personally don't use, but this has become a thing over the recent years. It's like, why do we need an all genders bathroom? But what does that mean, all genders? What it means is that people actually classify themselves in these different identities, and they want you to go along with it. Now, what are some of the reasons we have this gender identity? Because it had to come from somewhere in life. When we established societies, there had to be a reason to separate from the two of us. So let's look into that, where gender came from. In our ever-changing society, we have to observe the reasons why gender exists. In the very beginning of our existence, we always have the smartest and the brightest of our society. They are able to observe the differences between the two genders. And from there, we place everyone in their respective positions based on those interactions. So it was almost a symbiotic relationship, but it took place all around the world with no contact from other parts of the world. Which is interesting that we all built civilizations with no interactions, which means that our gender roles and identities were how they were supposed to be. Meaning, women were the ones that nurtured, so we made them stay at home. This would be the life of royalty in societies that were built all the way up. And the indigenous groups living in the rainforest had these same beliefs. So when you hear feminists speak today, they make it sound like gender as it pertains to women's roles is this Western Eurocentric mentality. Okay, fine. Can we change what gender is? Because we have had this gender identity for hundreds of thousands of years. So let's look at that. Can we redefine gender? In our society, we're always trying to redefine what it means to belong to a group or identity. So with that, can we define what our gender identities are? Let's assume we can do so. If we did, a lot of people are going to want to make modifications to things they don't like about their gender. But they aren't going to do anything to change the views on the opposite gender. Here's where things start to get disingenuous. Because a lot of people don't have a problem with the identity when it benefits them, but have problems with the things that work against them. What if we were to change the outlook of gender? How would it look? We're way too biased as humans to make this happen, as I just previously stated. But that could take place if humans are still going through ongoing changes. I think that could be possible as long as we're still evolving. So let's ask that question, is gender still evolving? If you observe people in society, from mental and physical, we are evolving. The human head is even getting bigger than it was centuries past, which is clear that we are going through changes. What about gender? Let's assume for a second that this is a true statement. If it is a true statement, what aspects of gender are going to be evolving? How about we break down a descriptor of gender? Like socially, we're evolving. With regards to social, we could be evolving so that women become constructed in such a way that they become the leaders. For the longest, we as men have been the leaders, the protectors and providers. Now, I personally don't see this happening because this leads into the next descriptor of evolution, which is psychological. Women's nature cannot allow them to switch up and see men as not leaders. We've evolved to this point, and even when most push against it, they still stop mentally. Now, on the other hand, culturally, life is starting to evolve. Because when you look at modernized societies, cultures are growing and falling all the time. And then new ones are coming out of the old ones. In real time, we don't see this evolutionary change because we've evolved incrementally. So with everything that has been stated by myself, is gender real? So let's go into, is gender real? As it pertains to gender being a real or man-made thing, how do we go about tackling that? Because gender is very much so a social construct, but the reason why we have these constructs is by the way of our natural gender identities. So yes, we can technically get away from gender as a construct, which means it is not real. Yet when we start to go down the road of our natural embodiment, here's where things get tricky. Because we have no other choice but to accept that. And from here, we construct our identities, our gender identities. So the reality stems from nature. From a technical standpoint, it isn't real, but it is real. It's one of those things that shows it's not real, but only factors force it to be. But let's go more into that idea of the social construct. How about we give a definition that is clear so we understand what this construct is about? So what is the social construct? From a social construct standpoint, gender is on the basis of placing people in society based on their gender skill sets. What does that mean? It means observing that men and women are great at what they are great at and basing the norms of our society from here. If we want things to change as far as gender identity, then we need to change our behavior. Can we change things? I don't see that happening because we have evolved to what we have become today. It means even changing our DNA, which would take a very long time to accomplish. Now, that doesn't mean it is impossible for gender identity to change by changing our evolved existence. It's something we will not see in our lifetimes. Another reason I would think it's also difficult is because the world has so much of an impact on each other. We would almost need the world to stay on one way, to stay one way for an extreme period of time. It's just too much that goes into changing our identities, which affect other gender constructs as well. But why do we have such a hard time accepting our roles from a gender perspective? Now let's look at the limitations that we don't like. As people, we have a really hard time when it comes to things like gender because there are so many limiting factors. But as humans, we're supposed to accept our limitations and change the things we don't. Change the things that we can change. But for some reason, that gender ideology does not resonate with a lot of people. Well, why is there so many issues with the idea that gender is set in stone? One reason is because the lack of control that we have as people when it comes to something being so set. It's almost as if we're biological beings and it needs to stay that way. There's no change, so deal with it. Now, partially, the statement is true, but we are evolving. So who knows what we'll be in 10,000 years? Another reason why people take issue with limits is because we push so many limits already in society. Why not push this limit as well? Yet still, we still have boundaries with what we push already, such as infrastructure, technology, and medicine. With everything that has been stated, what does it all mean to me? Should we just shut up and deal or change the norms? This is where we go into the "it is what it is" statements. We want so dearly to be different from the constructs that we are in, And yes, humans have the ability to change those constructs because we create the construct. Only problem is, like I said prior, in our gender identities, we shape our constructs. Now, our constructs different depending on where in the world in which we live. Yes, but for the most part, most of us from around the world have a similar identity based on gender. Anywhere you go in the world, men are going to be expected to be protectors and providers, while women are nurturers and support systems. So as you can see, the world pretty much agrees. Also, indigenous groups with no contact with the outside world also have this gender setup as well. So what is their reason for living like this? Because they have not been inundated with mass communication and the ability to connect like we have globally. So with this show wrap up, why do we have to ask the question, is gender real? Throughout this episode, we learned that gender has many viewpoints that will give an open eye into how we see each other. What does that mean, gender is a real or fake identity? Because I look at gender as a construct that comes from a biological existence as a human. We just create the social, cultural, behavioral, and psychological aspects of being a man or woman. Now ask yourself a question. How do you view gender in our society? Thank you for listening to In the Know. I'll be bringing you another episode of the podcast regarding gender. And that question is, should we allow children to define their gender and sexuality?